Hi, sorry.
Do you guys ever do anything like HelloFresh?
I'm getting fouled.
Yoshi, you gotta let him alone. Let him record the pod.
She listened. Yes. I was looking at my phone as I said that, so I was a little bit confused. But we actually did it for half of 2020 we did HelloFresh.
Okay.
It was great. It's awesome until you have like a week where, you know, you're busy in the evenings.
Yeah.
And then a couple of those pile up and you're like, I have five meals in my fridge. What do I do? You know, we would get like, it was like two or three a week, you know, because the mine and Maddie's lifestyle, just like with both of our jobs, a lot of times our evenings are occupied, right? So
right.
like we find ourselves grabbing food on the go or eating out pretty often. And, but HelloFresh was awesome.
Well,
I did have it.
I asked that for a specific reason. Well, one, I should say we are not being sponsored by HelloFresh on this podcast.
Wow.
We're not, though. They don't sponsor us.
We're not sponsored by anybody.
We're not sponsored by anybody. Yeah. Listen, small business owners or big business owners, if you listen to the pod, if you want to sponsor it.
We make no money from doing this podcast.
No, we pay money.
For everyone who's like, man, those guys are rich. They have a very below average podcast listening. We... Can it be less rich?
Well, so I asked this because we did a little trial of HelloFresh just to see what it's like. And the thing is, for Christy and for myself, as the people who like shop and cook and have to come up with meal ideas and stuff like that, we think it's amazing.
Right.
Because somebody else comes up with it, somebody else shops for it and arrives at your house. And you know, you have to do some chopping and some seasoning and some preparing.
Right.
But like the shopping is done for you.
Yeah.
And the amounts are done for you. And you don't have that thing of like, you're about to make a meal and you like, you come back from the store and you forgot like tomatoes and you're like, oh, I forgot tomatoes or something like that, you know, and you have to go back or whatever.
Yeah. And the thing for me that it was the portion size. If there is a meal where I can have seconds, I'll get thirds. Like it's just I can't not. And the cool thing about HelloFresh was like, I get this portion amount. It makes me realize that fills me up.
That's all you need.
Because like have you seen those commercials? I think it's for an app, like a thing called Noom. I think it's what it is. But there's a lot of it's like the psychology behind your diet. So like
you're doing
like a survey I've and it's like, that. Huh, every time, like the commercial would be like, every time I watch a TV show, I eat a whole bag of chips. I've never realized that. And I think I already knew mine would be like, huh, every time I eat a meal, I finish it in 3 minutes. No wonder I eat two times the amount of shit.
Right. Well, and so the funny thing about this is, as the people who shop and prepare the food, Christy and I just think it's amazing. Our kids don't like it.
What?
Our kids just like the normal food that we make, and they don't like different things. It's just classic kids. Just wait. Like, kids don't like different things. Mm-hmm. They like the things that they're used to.
Yeah.
And so the other day I texted Anna and Nora because they're at play practice. And I was like, hey, because if you don't let Anna know that there's food at the house, she will just go buy food. And so like we'll text Anna and say, hey, there's free food at the house. You can just have it for free. Like if you come here, you can just eat for free. And so I texted them to say like, hey, there's beef and broccoli at the house. It's really good. And it's the beef and broccoli that you ate some of mine of at leadership. Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? And so, and Anna's first thing back was, is it HelloFresh?
You're like, no.
No, I made this. And then she was like, oh, okay, money. And then she like came home and ate it.
I would eat HelloFresh anytime.
I like HelloFresh.
Last night, Maddie imitated a HelloFresh meal. Like, she found... It was one we had made.
Okay. Well, see, that's another thing, too. You're like, oh, cool. I've never made flautas before, but now I know how to. You know,
or whatever. This was like a barbecue pork burger with, like... It's just delicious. It was so good. It was the best burger I've had in a very, very long time.
That's so cool. It was fun on Sunday seeing Jude at church and just like Maddie get completely surrounded by human beings.
Yeah, that was kind of
she was bum rushed.
Yeah, it was a little bit like that's not what we want to happen. But I mean, you ask for it when you bring a new child out in public, right?
Yeah, like, and like he had the hat with the gigantic J.
Yeah, that's
on there.
That was sweet. That's Aaron Logan bought that for him. It's just fantastic. So cute. And it's got that giant puffball on top.
Yeah, yeah. It's got the pom-pom and just humongous J.
He's so cute.
It's just the biggest. It's like the it's like the helmet decal for the LA Rams. It's like the biggest possible decal. Those giant Rams horns.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Yeah, that's Jude's helmet decal.
Except his helmet's like one of the helmets from the 20s because it's just like padded leather.
The idea that I just thought of like football players playing in like knit hats. Just like,
yeah,
just knit hats with pom poms on the top of them. Although they did used to have, they did used to play in sweaters with, they would put handles on them because before the forward pass, they would throw the guy.
What?
Yeah. They had handles attached to the,
what jerseys, handle can hold up to that?
They would put suitcase. They would like reinforce. So suitcase handles onto the sweaters of the guy,
onto their skin.
You know what Pop Warner did was like, no, onto their sweaters.
Oh, okay.
Pop Warner put, he would put, the leather shape of a football on every jersey on his team so that guys couldn't, it would be confusing as to who was carrying the ball.
Ah, yeah. That wouldn't work today.
No.
You can't do that. There's too many rules.
Yeah. But that they used to throw the guy, and then President Teddy Roosevelt invented the forward pass in 1905.
Man, was it? Oh yeah, Ryan Lee used to love Teddy Roosevelt. Yes. Yeah, that was. I mean, he still does.
Teddy Roosevelt listens to this podcast?
Oh, too soon. Is it though? Where's the statute of limitation on those things?
All right, you have a scripture for us? Yeah. Welcome to Ancient and New. This is a podcast where we're going to talk about some scriptures.
And we're not sponsored by
HelloFresh. We're not sponsored by...
Anyone who listened to this probably felt like we were because we talked about
HelloFresh. I know. We're not sponsored by the NFL.
Sponsored by no one.
We're not sponsored by anybody.
Although I am currently drinking coffee out of a mug with the Golden Girls on it. I've gone first for like the past 3 months, so it's probably your turn, right?
Well, every time that I want to go first, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't.
So I've just kind of turned it into the format.
Well,
sneakily.
Doesn't have to be. You're allowed to go first. I've noticed for the past few times, I just haven't said anything. Fine.
Where are we going, T?
Hebrews 13. More Hebrews.
Yoshi. Yoshi just clawing Thomas's arm.
Please drop the mic.
And pet me.
Everybody walk away.
Scratch my head. Okay, Hebrews chapter 13.
She's strong.
Yeah, she's...
My forearm was like...
Yeah, she's strong.
All right, we're going to go to verse 7.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. I read this morning, and I got emotional when I read it. Mm. Yeah, this was just... I don't know that this will do anything in anyone else, but this thing spoke to me in a way that like I'll just talk about it. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I love this verse because for people who know me well, they know that like, and this goes straight. This pretty much goes to sports and other things. But like for me, I like, imitating people is like how I learn to do things. Yeah. So like that's like my learning style.
You're like a kinetic learner.
Yeah. Like a silly example would be like, okay, how did you learn to play golf? Where I watched this guy do it over and over again and tried my best to copy him. And like,
is it the same with like fly fishing for you or
yeah, like
anything like that?
If I go fly fishing with like the first time I was learning to fly fish, I was like, okay, I'm going to watch Tim do this and I'm going to try to copy it. Then I'm going to say, hey, what am I not doing that you do that I can't really tell? And he's like, okay, just tuck your elbow in a little bit. Okay, great. Now I've got it.
So like guitar playing, everything.
Yeah. Like guitar playing, like, okay, how does Lee do this? How does whoever the musician that I love.
Copy me.
Well, I mean, like, when it comes to leading worship, that's what it is, right? Like, how does lead worship?
I play guitar like a sledgehammer.
I actually don't play it like you. I've never broken a string. And you break them often. That's not a knock. It's just a thing. It's true. Like, it's true. Some people play heavier than I'm a softer player of the guitar, but like that's the way I've learned. Like, you know, baseball was like, okay, how does Chipper Jones do this? Like, sadly, that's who I imitated.
Well, not in life.
Not in life. No. Like, no. Heavens, no.
I'm gonna imitate all the things about Chipper Jones.
Oh wow. That was like my MO as like an athlete, right? And like, this verse is cool because it's also been like, it's helpful for me because that's kind of how I, this is like, in the thing that's true in all those instances. And I think we've talked about this within the past year, now that I'm sitting in the same spot and I'm talking about it, but like, I'm not a professional golfer. I'm not a professional baseball player, any of those things. Like, I came up short in all those things. You know, I did my best to imitate people and play them to the best of my capabilities. But this is a cool verse because it's saying that about like people in your life who follow Jesus. And like, when I got emotional this morning because I thought of you and I thought of Tom and I thought of Potts, and I was just like, man, like right now, our friend Potsy just retired from being a pastor for a long time. And he's just like, there's nobody like him. And often I think when I am 66, 67, I hope I'm like him.
Yeah.
I hope I'm as tender and sweet as him. And I hope that some of that rubs off. And like, I'm trying my best to imitate things about him, just like I'm trying my best to imitate things about you. And I'm trying my best to imitate things about Tom and other men in my life who like have followed Jesus for a long time and are a few steps ahead of me. Right. Like, and I'm grateful this verse is in here because it's kind of like my, you know, it's my MO when it comes to things in life. And one thing that I know is true is like, also in scripture, it talks about how uniquely made we are and how the Lord created us to be who we are. So within this, it's like, I'm trying my best to imitate people. I'm not going to be them. And frankly, I don't want to be
right.
I don't want, there's a lot of things I want from a lot of older people to say, like, I hope I'm like this in their life, but like in my life, but also like, I still want to be myself. And this thing was just, it was helpful because I thought like, if you're in a place in your life where you have the ability to look at people older than you and say, how do I do this? Like, how do you handle this situation? How do I think about this? It's scriptural and you should absolutely do it. A lot of times though, that takes getting rid of shame because you're going to have to say like, I don't know how to do a thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I suck. It doesn't mean I'm terrible. It doesn't mean whatever. It just means I'm learning.
Right.
And someone else has done this before. Like,
it's the thing I always try to teach Jack to say, which is, I'm not bad. I'm new.
Right. Right.
You know?
Right. And I just think this is so cool. Cause it's like, hey, find somebody. Like, find somebody in your life who you respect and love, and you like, you can see their walk with Jesus as something that's beautiful and flourishing. And you can say, okay, I want to figure out how to do this. And like, maybe for you, imitation is not your way of doing things. But in our faith, I think it's essential. Like Paul, like I almost said, Paul, whoever wrote this said very clearly, like, hey, consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. So when I look at people older than me, I look at you and I look at your marriage, I'm like, man, you're a great husband. I look at Tom, I think the exact same thing. I look at Potsy and I think about how sweet and tender and kind he is. And now I see him once, maybe twice a week instead of every day. And when he sees me, he gives me the biggest hug. And we say, that was making up for the whole week when I would normally like
bone crushing.
Yeah. Like Sunday I saw him and he grabbed me and just squeezed me. And I said, that just made up for a whole week. Normally we would do this every day.
Potsy's hugs are bone crushing hugs. Oh. And it's like a really good style of bone crushing. Rob Logan's hugs are like, it's like it's just like being enveloped in sweetness. Like, yeah. I feel like I want to hibernate when I get hugged by Rob.
What the thing I said the other day to Maddie, like, Jude, and I think every baby is like this. Like, it's the thing I'm learning about parents is, like, we all say things like it's the first time it's ever happened, but I think every parent's probably in the similar thing. Like, our child either really wants to pass you or really doesn't. Like, right. You put it in there. If he really wants it, his eyes close and he is asleep and he just hammers that thing. If he doesn't, he starts screaming. He literally will either stick his hand under and throw it or he'll spit it.
Wow.
And you're just like, oh, that was not the right answer.
Yeah.
But the other day, it was one of the instances where, like, he really wanted it and he fell asleep. And I told Maddie, I was like, gosh, I wish we had, like, adult-sized passy so I could just, like, because he looks so rested. But, like, to have one of those and to be embraced by Rob is, like, would be, like,
the ultimate gentleness. Exactly. You just go down into hibernation. Well, so one of the things that I love about this verse, it's tender for me, too, because it's the way that I really, you just threw one of Yoshi's toys, but it had like
glass and bone,
other thing attached to it, and it just hammered the ground. But it's part of the way that I learned to walk with the Lord too, was that, like, you know, I had those men in my life. All of a sudden, like, I was hanging around Tom and, you know, and he would like he would quote, he would, like, in church, he would quote Romans 8 from verse 28 through the end of the chapter.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. And I had never, you know, it was like, and it wasn't to win a trophy like scripture memory was when I was a kid in my kind of church environment. It was to keep himself encouraged, and it was to encourage the flock. And it was like, and so I remember printing out, you know, I did like at the University of Tennessee in one of the computer labs where I worked, I like photocopied my Romans chapter 8. And then I used to park outside the baseball stadium, and cause it was free parking.
Yeah.
It was the only place that was free parking on the entire university.
Yeah. It's cause $200 proceed.
Cause it's like 3 miles away from
right.
Ayers Hall or whatever. And so, like, I would just walk to all my humanities classes and I would just memorize Romans chapter 8. And I saw him do the same thing with Isaiah 53, and I started memorizing Isaiah 50. You know, it was just like different things that I didn't, it was like they had always had a bad connotation or a bad, I don't know, it was just a weird motivation to him. And then I saw somebody do it for a different reason and for a true and a deep thing. And it was like, oh, I'm gonna imitate that. One thing I love about this verse is, I'm pretty sure, and I know it's true of when the Apostle Paul talks about this same thing, like in 1 Corinthians 11, he says, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
Yeah.
He's just really bold to say that.
Yeah.
And I know that in that case, I haven't looked this one up, but I bet it's the same thing, that in that case, the Greek word is the word mimic.
Yeah,
like we get the word mimic from the Greek language.
Right.
And so when you're talking about the way you learned a golf swing or fly fish and cast or like a, or your, you know, or swinging a baseball bat or whatever, it's like all of the, like you literally mimicked. Mm. And it's like, we're supposed to do that. Yeah. And so that you become your individual you, but you did mimic their faith.
Yeah.
Like the way that you walk with Jesus and the, like, there's just certain things. It's like, you know, like you said, it's like there's certain things about Potsy's life and his faith that, and honestly, it was that way for me with Christy. Like when I met her, it was like, I'd never met anybody like her.
Right.
And all of a sudden I was like, oh man, you really love Jesus. Like you're sincere about it. Like when you sing to him, like you're really singing to him. It was just, all of those things were so unique. When you were talking about Potsy, I don't know if I kept it, but I probably kept it because it was so funny. But like, we got an audio message and a text thread the other day from Rob, who, like, because he's like, one of my favorite things every day about driving down New York Avenue is when I pass Potsy's house, I can never predict where his car is going to be on his property.
Yeah, yeah. Is it facing this way in his front yard? Right. Is it facing that way in his front yard? Is it behind his house? Is it on the street where it's supposed to be?
Is it on the street where it's supposed to be but facing the wrong way?
Yeah.
Rob was like, I mean, sometimes it's like...
He's so prepared. It's like, okay, when I get up in the morning, I have to load my car. Therefore, I'm going to park it as close to the front porch as possible.
But I'm going
to
park the boot... like the back of the car to the porch.
Yes.
You know, or my front door to the porch, because it's going to be so cold, I might slip on the sidewalk.
Right, right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible. And people don't know Potsy are like, what are you talking about? Yeah. It's wild. You never know where that car is going to be.
You were going to add something, you said.
Yeah, I just love the word mimic in here. I love it when the Greek word is a word that we have such a mental handle on.
Yeah.
It's like, straight up, there's people in your life who have loved Jesus. Mimic their faith.
Yeah.
Study them.
Yeah, and I think there is I said this earlier, but I think it's important to know, like, you have to be willing to say, I don't know how to do this.
Oh, that was so good.
And it's like, you know, that's not a bad thing.
Right.
You just are, it's what you said earlier. You say to Jack, it's like, I'm new at this. Like, right. I'm new at doing this. And it's like, you may be someone who's been walking with Jesus for 10 years, but like, you haven't been doing it for 40.
Yeah.
And like, there are people who have.
Yeah.
And have seen things that you haven't. And they know, they have tricks and things that you haven't figured out yet. It's funny. Like, I love that you said that thing about Christy, because I remember the first time Maddie and I like, quasi hung out was when she recorded an episode of this, and I'll never forget, like, her, she asked me at the time, like, what are you doing for work right now? And at the time I was like, fun employed, like that is so cheesy. I was unemployed, and I told her, I was like, I want to be a pastor at our church. And she said, you know, like, and her response was, I'll pray for that. And I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
We don't really know each other, and you just said, I'm going to pray for something for you. And it was like, man, and I believed it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Christian, like, I'll be sure to pray for that. It was like, yeah, I'm going to pray for that. It was like, oh. And I've learned that from her, and it's a cool, I'm glad you said that about Christy, because it's very true about us, and I it's an awesome thing about having Christy, a spouse.
And I would say, you mentioned the thing about marriage earlier, and like, Christy and I would say, like, we wouldn't, it's weird to say, like, Christy was like not that high on marriage before we started hanging around Tom and Tina.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden she was like, wow, like, people can be married for 30 years and still laugh with each other and still have fun. And they're, look at these two, they're friends and they want to be together, you know? And it was just like, it changed our lives, you know?
Well, yeah.
And it's the reason that we're married. Cool. I want to look at Psalm 17.
Whoa.
Yeah, let's flip way back in the scriptures. Oh, you found it. Yep, she loves this toy. She's going to fetch it. Almost hit your head. I threw this toy.
What if you were just sitting on your friend's couch and then all of a sudden you got hit in the face with a dog toy?
To be fair, it's like, I mean, it's bigger head. You know, like, it'd be... easier to hit than some people's head.
There it is. That's it right there.
When I saw your niece on Sunday, I was like, oh my gosh.
Which one?
Penny.
Both?
Penelope, like, her head. I was just like, she's like, it's just such, so obviously from your side of the family, like, all her looks.
Yeah, her lips are like the only ones comparable to mine in the family.
Unbelievable. They're just amazing. Like,
whoa, Penny.
Okay, this is Psalm 17. I'm going to start reading in verse 6. Really beautiful stuff, but there's one specific thing that I love in here. And, oh, can we not do that, Yoshi?
This is why we're not sponsored.
Yeah.
And our dog is chewing a toy.
Oh, gosh. Okay, welcome to Ancient and New. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonder of your great love, you who save me by your right hand. Those who take refuge in you from their Oh, yeah. Set me by your right hand, those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Okay, all of that was really cool, but the thing that I want to focus on, the thing that just grabbed my attention so much is verse 8. Keep me as the apple of your eye and hide me in the shadow of your wings. Mm. So it's the apple of your eye. That's a funny phrase. I looked it up in Hebrew because I was like, does it say apple? And it's that is an English phrase. The app, like so-and-so is the apple of my eye. Like, and so that's an what you would call like an idiomatic translation. So we would realize this is a term of affection. The word is the pupil of your eye, like the center of your eye. Keep me as like the center of your focus. Like I want to be like the target of where, of what you care about, what you're focused on, what you look at. Like,
that's cool.
But like the thing that this verse made me think about was just the parenting of God.
Hmm.
Keep me as the apple of your eye and hide me in the shadow of your wings. There's two things in here that just got my attention that I love about God as a dad and like, this is a weird phrase, but like God as a mom. Hmm. Like G. Campbell Morgan will always say like all of the things that we experience that are good and true and beautiful are derivative of God. Like they're all derived from him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all the things that you would associate with a great father, they come from God. All the things that you would associate with a great mother, they all come from God.
Sure.
They're, you know, so sometimes we get tripped up by like different societal ideas of gender and stuff like that. But all those things, like all of the, you know, people talk about like somebody that's a real mama bear. It's like somebody that will like protect their kid, like the way a mom will just like, oh, nobody's messing with my kid. Like,
yeah.
That comes from him.
Right.
And that thing right there of like, hide me in the shadow, hide me in the shadow of your wings. It's like, that's the protection of like a mama bear parent.
Right.
And keep me as the apple of your eye. That is like the affection of a doting parent.
Mm.
The thing that I thought was like, the parent that I have in God is the parent that like, you're quick to show a picture of me to your friends and you're quick to protect me.
Yeah.
Like you've got my picture and you've got my back.
Ooh, that's cool.
And
that's a cool way to remember that.
That's the way that I was like, so a lot of times if I'm like writing down scriptures that I'm trying to remember in my journal, I'll try to come up with some catchy way to remember it. Like if I was going to put it in a song lyric or something like that, just so that it's stickier, just like peanut butter, you know, but like, but that was the thing for me was like, oh, this is in the Lord. I have the kind of parent who like is quick to show off my picture and is quick to have my back.
Mm.
And, it was one of those moments of like, oh man, it makes me feel cared about today. Makes me feel safer. Makes me feel, just made me feel liked.
Yeah. You know? That's cool. I like that. I've always liked the hide me in the shadow of your wings. Like, have you ever been somewhere that chickens just roam about?
Sure.
Like, have you ever been there in the spring when they have little, I almost said like chicken pups, but I meant chicks. Anyways, it like
little chicken pups. That sounds like a menu item at Crystal.
Right. Yeah. Chicken pups. It probably is.
It probably is.
Yeah.
It's probably something really gross.
No, dude, whatever. Ease up on Crystal.
Crystal is gross, Thomas.
Dude, chill.
Do you eat at Crystal at 28 years old or whatever?
Like one time a year. You need like one a year.
Oh my God.
To remind just to yourself remember how amazing it is and why you only do it once a year. Why it's
such a bad idea.
You do both options. You got to do both things. But like the thing I love about the image of this is like, when I used to work a previous job there, it was on a farm with chicks and chickens everywhere. And like, it was the rooster's job to let everyone know if there was danger coming.
Okay.
And like, otherwise chicks just followed their mom around everywhere, like to where the food was, to shade, to protection, to water, to whatever the thing was. Like they just followed her around just like ducks would at at a pond, you know, it's like you just, in the spring you see a duck and then you see six ducklings behind it. And I love that imagery because that is like, that's what I hope to be like with God. Like, I'm just going to, I just want to do what you do, do what you want me to do.
Just clop around behind you.
Yeah. Cause if I trust you and I listen, it's going to be good. Like if a proper chicken hen listens to the rooster, like when a hawk comes, like they're going to run for cover and they're going to hide.
Right, right, right.
Or, you know, like if a chick wants to eat, it's going to do what its mom says to do, you know? And like, I love the idea of being tucked under the wing of a protective bird. It just feels cozy and safe, but also like just the imagery of like, okay, to do this right is to be a follower of the Lord is to be like just a little helpless thing that I'm just gonna tail him.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense or not, but
did you watch March of the Penguins back in the day?
Yeah, I had to. My mom made me go with her to the movie theater. So therefore I didn't like it as much as I would now.
You would probably love it now.
Yeah, I remember that was a have to. And yeah. it was like a 15-year-old have to, so you're like,
what? Why would you take a 15-year-old?
Why are you making me watch this penguin?
A documentary.
So silly.
Yeah, there's a scene in the March of the Penguins where like they talk about how the baby penguins would just be completely enveloped.
Yeah.
In like, I mean, just like in a penguin blankie. Like completely and totally. Like, how do they even breathe in there? Like walking, like their feet on top of the feet of the like mama penguin. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Was that a sound effect of like
there was a mama penguin and a baby penguin.
But also this thing of like, keep me as the apple of your eye. And it's like, we've all seen those parents that like at any moment, they're like, let me just show you this picture of my kid.
Yeah.
You got
that's
see
me
this.
Right now.
Yeah.
You know, like I've never had the capabilities of doing that, but now like, I don't remember where the other day with high schoolers, like they asked me how Jude was. I was like, let me show you the pics. And I showed them one and I was going back for more and they had already walked away. I was like, oh dang.
Well, it's like, what was it? At one point, I think Kristen Penley said this. I think Maddie may have said this at some point, like, hey, on Instagram, like, hey, just so you know, this, my Instagram page is now basically just a Wes fan page.
Yeah.
Or just a Jude fan page.
Yeah. Unfollow if you don't want to see.
That's right.
Who cares? I don't care.
That's what this show's going to be.
This is what this is going to be.
Yeah. And just that, like, if you, it's one of those things of like, I wouldn't say it about myself, but to let scripture tell me that that's the way God feels about me.
Yeah. That's cool.
Is like, hey, I'm digging your picture out of my wallet to show all my friends.
Or like my Instagram, God's Instagram is me. You know, like that's so silly, but it is, it's a cool thought. Like
it's kind. Know,
the moment I see like, yeah, I just, I'm not even like an Instagram poster, you know, like I don't ever put anything on there, but when it just is like, I feel like all I want to do now is post pictures of my son on things.
Right.
Because he's just adorable.
Right. Well, I was talking to Maddie the other day and she was, and oh, because I guess because Jude had like a little bird toy that he got from Manny maybe or something like that.
Yeah.
And,
that boy Manny.
And I was like, oh, look at that cool bird. And Maddie was like, yeah, it's from Manny. It's so sweet. And I was like, I bet you have a lot of bird stuff. And she was like, we have a lot of bird stuff. Like Thomas's bird obsession is famous, and whether or not Jude likes it, we got a lot of bird stuff.
He goes on bird walks in the afternoon. We did yesterday. He doesn't really know, although he stayed awake the whole time yesterday.
That's excellent.
You know, it's like, hey, I'm going to point this bird out to you, but you can only see 12 inches in front of your face right now.
Fantastic. Hey, we love you guys. I hope you're having a great final week of January, and we love to hear from you and hear how you're doing and what you're encouraged by. Today's episode was unfortunately not brought to you by HelloFresh.
Yeah,
or March of the Penguins. Which do you think Morgan Freeman like has ever listened to the show? What if
that's a fat maybe? I think,
dude. What if Morgan Freeman did our intro? Like,
I almost tried to do an impression. It's just the Have you Lord ever, kindly said, "Hey, don't do that."
Have you ever heard Frank Caliendo do Morgan Freeman doing the "We're talking about practice" speech?
No, that's hilarious.
It's really
Allen Iverson.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's really good. I'll show it to you as soon as we're done with this.
Okay.
Guys, I'm Lee.
I'm Thomas.
This has been Ancient and New.
What can wash away my sin? What can make me whole again? This is all my right.